fund set up for family who lost home in Valley City explosion. Ice house removal deadline set March 15th. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. In support of the family's immediate needs, the Valley City Public School District has established a fund for the family of David and Leslie Erlinson following the Wednesday night fire in Valley City. Family friend Kyle Rolfsema encouraged the community to help the family during this trying time.
They're salt of the earth, big-hearted people, and I'll tell you right now, they're people that step up when others are in need. You know, I know in the past when I've been in need of something, Bo, Logan, Dave, Leslie, they've always been there for us. I know that the Valley City community is going to want to be there to support them as well.
The need for the family was created after a fire destroyed their home in Valley City on Wednesday night. You can read more at newsdakota.com. Any ice houses on frozen water in North Dakota will need to be removed by March 15th. Ice shelters can still be used but can no longer be left unattended by that date. Game and Fish wildlife biologist Doug Lear says this still leaves a lot of time, but it's a date anglers will need to have down.
So you have some time, but the other side of it is we've had some really, really tough conditions for moving ice houses onto the ice and bringing them back off. So I just want to give people a heads up. If you've got an ice shelter that is out there on the ice, you might want to start thinking about when you're going to get it off, how you're going to get off, the snow, the slush, the ice.
The risk of spring flooding in the Red River Valley has been reduced slightly because of limited precipitation in the past few weeks, although the National Weather Service forecasters say there's still a lot of moisture in the system. The latest outlook released Thursday shows a 50% chance that the Red River in the Fargo and Moorhead area will reach just under 35 feet or 17 feet above flood stage. That could lead to some road and bridge closures, but most structures would not be threatened. That's a look at your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.